Scientists using the gene editing system known as CRISPR to edit human genome have found it to be a frustratingly unpredictable and rather random process, at least up until now. Researchers at the Francis Crick Institute in London say they've figured out how to precisely use the system to edit and study genes. For more on how it works, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Fyodor Urnov with the Innovative Genomics Institute at UC Berkeley. Dr. Urnov, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Can you tell us in layman's terms how this works?
CRISPR is an incredibly powerful tool to change human DNA inside living cells to treat disease. They're little molecular scissors. You put them inside cells, they find a gene you want to get rid of, for example, a gene that makes you susceptible to HIV, or a gene that causes genetic disease such as sickle cell disease, and those little molecular scissors find the gene, cut it, and we're done. And in fact, clinical trials of this type are currently happening in the Bay Area and elsewhere in the world.
And the challenge has been sort of the accuracy, specificity, the ability to narrowly find what it is you want to do and get it done. Has that been the problem in the past?
It has. You're exactly right. And in fact, 2 years ago, scientists at a Bay Area biotech called Caribou, led by Andy May, did the first such big study, and it basically asked, when we use CRISPR to cut a bunch of human genes, what do we get? And the analogy I can offer for your listeners is, imagine you're breaking an egg with a butter knife, and you crack the eggshell, and every single egg cracks differently. Now, imagine you're a very detail-oriented scientist, and you want to figure out exactly what's the relationship between the size of the egg, the shape of the knife, how cold the egg was, and the exact way the egg cracks. So what Andy May did is cracked a bunch of human genes with CRISPR and looked at the results. And what he found is that the results are non-random. Depending on what the gene says, the crack gives you the result of interest or it doesn't. So what the scientists at the Crick have now done is exactly the same experiment, but at a larger scale. In other words, they broke a whole bunch more eggs. And what they, and based on the earlier work from Caribou, discovered is a set of rules that basically says, if you want to crack an egg, that is, break a gene in a particular way, this is how you do this. And as you said earlier, this really helps people who want to put CRISPR into the clinic, as well as do basic research, determine if you want to get rid of a gene, how exactly to do that using CRISPR.
Is this going to eliminate certain diseases?
Absolutely. And the first one on the horizon, and in fact, there are clinical trials that are about to start here in the Bay Area, is a disease that affects 100,000 Americans. It's called sickle cell disease. We have long wanted to use genetic engineering of people's cells to rid them of that condition, and studies such as this will really accelerate the path of this very powerful approach to help our fellow Americans help rid our fellow Americans of the difficult genetic condition.
And a lot of these gene-based diseases affect a specific part of the body or organ or system. Can we now tackle these without having to go right after that organ? Is there a broader way of hitting the body with this gene editing?
There is. People have found ways to package these molecular scissors either in viruses or, believe it or not, in essentially little droplets of fat. And what you do is you inject them into the bloodstream, and around the body they go, and go pretty much wherever you want. And in fact, a different Bay Area biotech, Sangamo Therapeutics, is doing precisely that here at UCSF, where they're fixing the liver of people who have a genetic condition. Now, broadly, as you asked, do we have a way to hit every cell in the body or many of them? Not quite, but the good news is we found a way to hit a large number of cells in organs that are critically affected in disease, such as the eye, the liver, the muscle, and moving ahead, perhaps the heart. Certainly the brain is very high on the agenda of everyone who's working on this, including us at the Innovative Genomics Institute, because, of course, of our big hope to try to use CRISPR to treat neurodegenerative disease such as Alzheimer's or Parkinson's.
Dr. Fyodor Urnov, thank you for joining us this morning. Dr. Urnov is with the Innovative Genomics Institute at UC Berkeley.